Morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
Good morning.
If you don't know me, my name is Lydia Ren, but many call me CC.
如果你不认识我的话，我自我介绍一下，我的名字叫做 Lydia Ren, 你也可以叫我 CC.
I am the daughter of the most beautiful and wonderful mother, E Ren, over there.
我是世上最美的母亲任叶姊妹的女儿。
So I grew up in this church. However, for 2 years, I have been at Virginia Tech studying. Well, college, I guess.
我是在这个教会长大的。但是最近两年呢，我去了那个弗吉尼亚理工大学学习。
And I tell you that every time I come back, the little kids grow whole foot taller, and I feel like I'm aging 10 years.
我每次我回来的时候，我看见这个教会里面的其他孩子，每次回来都看见他们长得1英尺高，我就觉得好像我已经离开了10年一样。
You have to translate this.
Yes.
I'm very excited that the people who know both English and Chinese get to hear this twice.
他说我翻译了这个的话，他就让那些又懂英文又懂中文的人听了两次，他很高兴。
So if you don't know, Virginia Tech, my school, and UVA have been rivals for many, many years. And as a VT student, I have to say Virginia Tech is the best school.
他说是我，你们可能不知道，这个弗吉尼亚大学和弗吉尼亚理工大学互相是对手，已经很多年了。他说作为一个弗吉尼亚理工大学的学生，我必须得说弗吉尼亚理工学校大学学院是最好的。
But both schools have one thing in common that I love very much is that they have a ministry, a campus ministry called Chi Alpha that means Christ Ambassadors.
但是这两个学校弗吉尼亚大学和弗吉尼亚理工大学呢，都有一个相同之处，是我最喜欢的，就是这两个学校里面呢，都有一个学生团契这样一个聚会，这个呢叫做基督的使者。
So just before jumping into the main testimony that I hope to share with everyone, I wanted to give a little bit of my own personal, so it's not just a stranger telling you about Christ.
在开始做今天主要的见证之前呢，我做一点简短的自我介绍，这样呢就不至于太唐突，使你们觉得是一个陌生人，不了解他背景的陌生人在做见证。
So my whole life I know God. I grew up in the church and I come from a Christian family.
在我一生中呢，我都知道有神存在，我是在一个基督教家庭长大，在教会里面成长。
However, I didn't truly know God. I always thought of him as a distant, faraway God that didn't really care about every problem in my life.
但是呢，我并不是一个完全信靠神的人。我呢，并不认为主关心我生活中的每一时每一刻所有的问题。
And so when I got to college, I was carrying a lot of weight on my shoulders.
所以当我去大学的时候，我把很多重担都担在我自己的肩上。
I was going through my parents' divorce and a separation and grief of a family broken.
Yeah, 我呢长期的呢为我父母的离婚而感到悲伤，长期的在这种悲痛之中。
I was heavy in unforgiveness and hatred and in deep into my sins that I didn't know how to escape from.
所以呢，我长期以来呢，就是有这种沉重的负担，不能原谅自己，我也为我这个不能够逃离的罪性而感到痛苦。
The first time that I attended Chi Alpha, their service, I saw something that changed my life.
第一次我去这个基督使者的聚会的时候，我就遇见了一些很奇妙的经历，这个呢改变了我的
adults were falling on their knees in awe of God.
所有的这些年轻人呢，他们都跪下来，为他们对于神的爱而虔诚地跪下来。
They were crying, they were in repentance, just because that they wanted to be with God even for a moment.
他们跪下来的时候，既忏悔又哭泣，而且呢，但是呢又有喜乐，他们感受到与神的同在。
They did not hide any part of themselves. They had no shame to hide.
他们并不掩藏自己，他们没有耻辱可以掩藏在那里。
So through Chi Alpha, I just wanted to see what did they see in God that I didn't understand.
所以呢，通过这个基督使者的，我想认识一下。我过去未曾认识的这位神。
I met a girl named Audrey, and the first day I met her, God said, "Tell her everything you have been holding on to."
我在那里呢遇见了一个女孩叫做 Audrey。第一次我遇见她的时候，神就对我说话。神对我说，告诉她你所遭遇的一切。
This was a big no-no.
我当时第一反应说不不不不不，我不能这样做。
I grew up acting like the perfect child with the perfect grades, and I did volunteer work. I was a good student.
在我成长过程中呢，我总是显得好像我是一个完美的女孩，有完美的成绩，这个做义工，做所有好的事情都好。符合别人心目中所想的呀。
And now God is telling me, take off that mask and show her your shame.
但是神此刻，当我遇见这个 Audrey 这个女孩的时候，神对我说，把你的面具拿下来，告诉她你的耻辱，你的心里的这种耻辱什么。
What I got back was not judgment.Or she wasn't disgusted at what she heard from me.
我从她那里得到的没有论断，没有判断，也没有就说是不喜悦，恶心或者是种种负面的对我的反应。
That there was only love, and she was grieving with me.
我从她那里唯一得到的是爱和对我的这种。伤痛，深同感受的，这种哀悼痛。
During the worship night, just singing, someone took the mic and said, "I believe someone here. God is telling me that someone here, has a bad relationship with their dad."
在一个祈祷夜，有人站起来用麦克风说，我知道今天有人在这里，他呢和他的父亲有父亲的关系有矛盾，请站起来，与我们分享。
I broke down immediately because for once I realized God cared about me.
在那一刻我就情绪崩溃了，是失控了，因为我在那一刻我明白神是在乎我。
Audrey hugged me tightly, and I cried on her shoulders. Felt sad for her shirt.
这个 Audrey 呢抱住我，我在她的肩膀上哭了很久，就把她的衣服都打湿了。
I finally felt God's love, and Audrey spoke through the Holy Spirit into my ear.
那一刻堕入了神的爱中，然后呢 ，Audrey 呢，圣灵感动她与我说话。
Said, "I love you. I'm so happy my daughter has come home."
神说，我爱你，我是这样的喜悦，因为我的女儿终于回到了我的家中。
You are my treasure. I was never disappointed, and I never found you a burden.
你是我的财富，你是我的宝贝，我从未因你失望。
From then on, I knew what love really looked like, and I want to speak to you about it. about it today.
好，从那一刻开始起，我才真正的明白什么是真正的爱。今天呢，我要与你们分享。
So through Chi Alpha, I got the wonderful opportunity to go on a virtual missionary trip to India.
通过这个基督使者的安排，这个组织的安排，我呢去了一个宣教之旅，但是那个宣教之旅呢不是实体的，它是在网上的，是通过网络在印度去做一个宣教之旅。
This virtual sounded ridiculous and pointless, and I didn't understand.
这种虚拟的宣教活动呢，听起来有点荒谬可笑啊，不知道意义何在。
But God proved me wrong, showing that nothing can stop His kingdom from moving.
但是呢，我错了，我一开始错了。神呢向我证明，没有任何东西可以阻止他的天国降临的天。
Therefore, I really want to thank this church for supporting me, in that I got to go to, well, virtually go to India.
Okay, Lydia 她去网上宣教的这个活动呢，得到我们恩信华人教会的一点支持，她呢就为此谢谢我们教会。
You're doing very good, thank you.
Thank you.
So we went to an Airbnb to get away from any distractions, so we can immerse ourselves into Indian culture.
Okay, 所以呢，我们呢就去了一个那个 Airbnb 的旅馆，在这个地方呢，我们就试图把我们沉浸在这个印度的文化和这种生活方式之中，而不让我们被这种周围的在美国的事情所干扰。
Out of the 5 countries, God led me to India, and I think it's because He knows I love spicy food.
我们他这个活动呢有几个选项，你可以选择去五个国家。他最后他选择了印度，因为他觉得他喜欢这个辣的食品。
So we learned about Hinduism, which is the primary religion in India.
在这个网络宣教活动中，他们学习了那个印度教，这个是关于印度教的知识，这是印度的一个原始宗教。
We connected to several missionaries and listened to similar music, really trying to understand their culture.
我们学习了很多知识，还听他们的音乐然后呢学习了各个方面的知识，这样呢使我们能够尽可能的了解这个。印度教这个宗教。
So we stayed in Roanoke, Virginia, because there are 2 Hindu temples over there.
我们选择的这个 Airbnb 旅馆呢，在 Roanoke， 因为在那个地方呢，有两个印度教的神殿。
It was not planned, or maybe God planned it, but the owner is Indian, but he is a Buddhist.
我们去的那个Airbnb 旅馆呢，它的主人呢是一个印度人，但他不是印度教徒，他是信仰佛教的。
There are several Buddha statues and a Buddha painting all over the house.
在那个我们住的那个 Airbnb 旅馆里面呢，它里面有几个佛教的雕像，还有一些佛教的画。
Already, we're encountering our first experience with spiritual warfare.
然后呢，在那里呢，我就遇到了我人生中第一次的属灵征战。
See, I'm certain that some Christians are able to feel in their spirit when something is very wrong and something is very evil.
有的基督徒呢，他们就是在灵上很敏感，当有什么事情不对劲的时候，有什么东西。不好的时候，他们在灵上就会很灵敏的感觉出来。
All of the statues were fine except for one.
很奇怪，在那个房间里面有几个神像，其他都还 OK， 都还可以，但是有一个是特别的恶。
When we looked at that one statue, there we felt so heavy, and we were kind of scared looking at that statue.
当我们看见那个 就看见那个特殊的那个神像的时候，我们就觉得很不对劲啊，我们甚至有一点害怕。
Later that night, some of the boys in our group, one of them jumped out of his chair.
在晚上的时候，突然有个男孩从他的椅子上跳起来。
He said, "The statue, it's making me feel so heavy right now."
他说那一个特殊的神像啊，让我觉得心里面非常的沉重。
So we, the boys prayed over him, and he immediately felt lighter.
然后呢，这个男孩呢，他就马上做祷告，然后他就感觉要好一点。
See, the enemy knows that we have come into Roanoke on a mission of God.
所以我们的仇敌知道我们去 Roanoke 的目的呢，是为了宣讲主耶稣基督的道。
He's always trying to discourage us and make us feel like this isn't a good trip.
所以呢，他企图挫败我们的意志，让我们觉得这不是一个好的宣教之旅。
But I promise you, he already lost that battle long ago.
但是呢，我向你保证，在很久很久以前，我们的仇敌已经输掉了这场战争。
Many times throughout this trip, I began to understand.Stronger spiritual warfare happening.
好，所以在这个过程中呢，我才真正的理解明白这个属灵征战的意义。
So despite being led to India, I know nothing about India. I knew.
除了知道印度这个名字之外，在这之前我并不对印度所知甚少。
I knew two things: traffic is very bad, and eating a cow is a big no.
我知道在印度呢，交通很拥挤。另外呢，你是不能吃牛的，在那个地方。
The reason they don't eat a cow is because they believe in reincarnation of a soul going into a new body.
他们不吃牛的原因呢，是因为他们相信，转世，就是说你的人死了以后，你的灵魂会进入一个新的躯体。
The boys asked the missionaries.Video call. Is eating beef kind of like drug dealing in America?
他就这个男孩就问，在这个网上的这个宣教活动里面问，他说，在印度吃牛是不是就像在美国吸毒一样
？Yes, it is.
他是的，在印度他对待你吃牛肉就好像在美国对待你吸毒一样。
The missionaries also talked about the importance of learning a language.
这个宣教的人也告诉我们，就是说，学习一个语言的重要性。
I'm sure everyone here would understand that if an American approached you about Christianity, you would think it's some foreigner's idea.
就是说，在座的各位，你们都会理解，如果有一个美国传道人，向你们走过来，然后。他只能用英语和你们讲，你就会产生一种感觉，说这个是一个外国的宗教。
Yes, I am saying this, speaking English to a Chinese church.
他说这是一样的，就是你说给一个中国教会说英语的话。
So a little bit more about Hinduism. I said it's the primary religion, 79.8% of the population.
他说在印度呢。98%的人都是相信印度教的。
Christians make up 2.3%.
他说只有2.3%的印度人相信基督教。
Hinduism has the belief of thousands of gods.
印度教呢，他们相信有成千上万的神。
People worship the gods of their own choosing, and when that god doesn't satisfy them.They can go worship another god.
印度人呢，他们是可以选择挑选一个神来崇拜。当这个神不能满足他们的需要的时候，他们可以放弃这个神，去选择另外一些神来崇拜。
The stories and foundations of Hinduism can change person to person.
他说这个印度教的教义和故事，在人之间流传的时候可以变来变去。
The important thing to remember. Is that the idols they are worshiping are not gods.
啊，我们要记住，就是说这些他们所崇拜的偶像其实并不是神。
But they are the enemy of the true and living God.
而是我们真正的又真又活的神的仇敌。
They have no power over the real God we know and love, and these idols do not love the people.
他们呢，在我们真正的爱里面，在我们真正爱的神，的面前呢是没有权力，没有能力的，而且呢，他们也这些偶像呢也并不真正的爱。
So being a missionary is deeper than traveling to another country.
做传道使者呢，远比去另外一个国家旅游要有更多的意义。
It's about family in Christ.
它就像你在耶稣基督里面的家庭去访问耶稣基督的家庭里面的另外一位成员一样。
Each person here, I can say, you are my brother and you are my sister.
每一位在座的，我都可以说，你们是我在主内的弟兄姊妹。
Relationship is key to missionary.
宣教之旅的关键是这种家庭关系。
Through Christ, we have a personal relationship with God.
通过主耶稣基督，我们个人之间建立了一种特殊的关系。
In fact, we can call God our Abba or Father.
我们可以说我们的主是我们的阿爸父。
Thus, under Christ, we have become a family, and we make loving and lasting relationship with people.
所以呢，在我们的阿爸父之下，我们是一家。我们呢有特殊的爱，我们有长久的关系。
One missionary said that in India, people can come to your homes very late at night.
有一个传道人说，在印度呢，别人可以很晚的时候还来你的家里面访问。
He said that they were testing him to see if he was truly hospitable.
用这种方式呢来试探，来看，来检验你是不是真的很好客。
He was testing to see is he just like the Americans they see on TV.
I'm sorry.
He was testing to see if they were like the stereotypical Americans on TV who are prideful, want their own personal space.
Okay. 他们就是通过这个方式来测试，看看你是不是像电视上的那种。传统的美国人，很在乎你自己的私人空间，不愿意别人来打搅你，很晚的时候来打搅你。
So when you're with them, you must be with the people, be in their culture, but not the beliefs.
Okay, 所以呢，你到印度去的时候呢，你必须和你所传道的对象的人，你要了解他们的文化，适应他们的文化。唯一不同的是说，你不能接受他们的信仰，因为他们的信仰是异教徒。
You have to be humble. They said that the women have to work in the kitchen.
你必须表现得谦卑。他们说，在印度，女人呢就是应该在厨房干活。
You can't bring pride into missionary work.
你在做传道工作的时候，你不能够骄傲。
So.This conversation with the missionaries reminded me, this conversation with the missionaries reminded me of showing a perfect love.
所以呢，这个和这个传道人的谈话呢，提醒我，就是说怎么样去做一个怎么展示一个从主那里来的完美的爱。
Each person here knows what a Christ-like love looks like.
今天在座的你们各位都知道从主那里来的完美的爱是怎么一回事。
So I urge you to love like Christ to people.
所以呢，我建议，我鼓励大家，要像主耶稣基督爱人一样去爱别人。
It is so easy to look badly at people who do not know God and look at them like strangers.
很容易我们有的时候看那些不信神的人，我们就觉得他们不好。
But look at India as a nation that desperately needs to know God.
作为印度作为一个国家，作为一个民族，他很急需认识神。
And so just a verse to go with that is first Theologians, wow. 5:10-11 says, He died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may love together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up. Can you see?
没办法记住这个Exactly的这个经句，以赛亚书五章，里面的一段话，就说我们因为在主耶稣基督的爱里面，所以我们与他同生，与他同死。
So on the trip, we got to have a video call with an Indian VT student.
在我们这个网上的传道活动里面，我有一个机会和一个印度理工的学生有一个在网络上的对话交谈。
His name is Vamsi.
他的名字叫 Vamsi.
He was Hindu, but he encountered Christ in Blacksburg.
Okay, 他呢是原来是一个印度教徒，但是他后来亲身遇见了主耶稣基督。
In fact, late while he was sleeping, he literally saw.Christ.
有一次在他睡觉的时候，他字面意义上就真实的遇见了主耶稣基督。
He said after he saw Christ, he went back to sleep.
他说他看见主耶稣基督以后，他遇见主耶稣基督以后，他又转回去睡觉了。
I was shocked. Why did you go back to sleep?
莉莉亚就觉得很吃惊。说你见了主耶稣基督，你还转回去睡觉吗
？He said because he felt peace in his presence and kindness.
他说因为我遇见主耶稣基督的时候，我的心中充满了平安和喜乐，所以我可以转回去睡觉。
I believe there's a reason why Christ showed himself in his room.
我相信主耶稣基督把自己显现给他看是有原因。
Because a very important part of Indian culture is to be Indian is to be Hindu.
因为在印度文化里面有一个很重要的观念，就是说你要做一个印度人，你就必须是一个印度教徒。
Even if you were born and raised, speak the language, have family in India, if you are not Hindu, they do not see you as Indian.
即使你出生在印度。如果你长大在印度，你的家庭成员在印度，什么都一样。但是如果你不信印度教，他们就不认为你是印度人。
So now he is in India amongst his Hindu earthly family.
所以呢，他现在呢就是在印度呢和他的这个地上的家庭，那地上家庭都是信印度教的，他和他们生活在一起。
It has been hard on him, but he knows Christ.
他的家人因为他信了主耶稣基督，就对他就是很严厉，就很不好。但是呢，他因为主耶稣基督显现给他，所以他是对主耶稣基督还是坚定的信。
Because he found his family in Christ, he's ready to stand against his family.
他因为信仰主耶稣基督，他甚至已经做好了和他的家庭。
He refuses to go back to Hinduism, and that will affect his relationship with his family.
他因此呢拒绝再回头去信印度教，这样呢就严重的影响了他和他家庭成员的关系。
But he's holding on to that peace and kindness that he felt in his room with Christ.
但是呢，他现在呢仍然有。平安和喜乐，这种平安和喜乐是那一晚他在他的房间里面遇见主耶稣基督时得来的。
So I realized through his testimony how blessed I am to grow up in a nation that allows Christianity.
好，所以呢，他的这个经历呢，再次的提醒我，我是多么的受祝福，可以生长生活在一个允许接纳这个基督徒的国家里。
So many people were offering him, I have an extra room when you, if your family does not want you, but we want you, and Christ wants you.
他在印度呢有很多人讲说，如果你被你的家庭赶出来了，没有地方住，可以来我这里住。
This is the love of God.
这是神的爱。
So, the biggest part of the trip is going to the Hindu temple.
这个旅行的一个很大的一部分呢，是去参观印度的那些神庙。
This is going to be the toughest part of the trip because we are stepping into the enemy's territory.
这是这个网上宣教之旅最困难的部分，因为这意味着我们进入了敌人的领地。
But before doing that, you have to prepare with prayer.Scripture.
所以呢，要在进入敌人的领地之前呢，你首先要准备好。准备好的办法是什么呢？是你的祷告和你的读经。
We're putting on the armor of God, relying on God's power and strength, not our own.
所以呢，我们穿上主的装甲和盔甲装备自己呢，是用从神那里来的力量，而不是自己的力量。
Ephesians, it says, in addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one.
所以就像我们经常讲的，你这样做的话呢，你就可以保护你自己，准备好。
Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
I'm sorry.
It's
for
17.
Okay, 然后呢？
Ephesians.
Yeah, 所以可以拿上神的军装，然后呢，戴上这个神的头盔啊，这是神的话语。
And pray in the spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people.
所以呢，就是说你经过这种祷告，你的灵呢总是警醒的这是神的话语。
So going into the temple, we are allowed to observe. Obviously, we did not participate.
所以在这个网上的这个宣教活动中呢，我们可以进入这些神庙，我们可以参观他们，但是呢，当然我们不会参与它。
There are big statues of the idols up front and some smaller ones on the side.
在这些神庙的正面呢，有很多很巨大的神像。偶像，在它的边上呢有很多小的神的偶像。
They were decorated in fake flowers, some gold, some not.
他们是用有很多花的装饰，有的是金色的，有的不是金色。
And they all had painted smiles on their face.
他们脸上呢都画着笑。
The men and the women are separated on two sides of the room.
男人和女人呢是分开的，在这个神庙里。
And for 2 hours, they sang songs of worship to these idols.
他们会唱2个小时的崇拜这些偶像的歌。
Personally, that was my first time in a setting like this.
这个呢是我一生中第一次有这样的经历。
So craziest thing happened while Wait, I should skip that. While watching, we were praying silently to ourselves.
所以这个是我的生命中第一次遇见这样疯狂的没有意义的事情。
There's no way you cannot pray in these moments when you are face to face with evil.
在当你面对这些邪灵的时候，你唯一能做的就是向神祷告。
While praying, a flower on the idol next to me fell to the ground.
他说，当他在祷告的时候，在他边上的一个这种假花就突然掉下来。
Being courteous person, I would usually pick up that flower, not so the older person doesn't have to.
他说如果作为一个礼貌人，应该是说我把这个花捡起来，所以那些老人那就不用去捡。
But everything in my spirit said, do not pick up that flower, do not put it on that fake God's altar.
但是呢，圣灵告诉我说，我要去捡那个花，我要把那个花放到那个假神的身上。
Although this moment seems small to someone, but this is spiritual warfare.
他说，对于有的人来说，这个可是很小的一件事，但是这是一个属灵征战的神迹。
Enemy knows who I am. He knows I would be nice, but in that moment, you have to act against yourself.
我的仇敌知道我是一个懂礼貌的人，他呢试图引诱我去这样做，但是呢，作为一个信仰耶稣基督的人，圣灵提醒我，这个时候我必须要抵抗自己的软弱，抵抗自己这种表现得有礼貌的这种软弱。
The most heartbreaking thing on this trip was those singing.
在网上的这个宣教活动中，最令人心痛的是唱歌。
Before going on the trip, I prayed to have a soft heart for the people of India.
在参加这个导这个网上宣教活动之前，我曾经祷告说，请给我一颗柔软的心对印度人民。
I always felt led to India, but I didn't cry until this moment.
所以呢，我当我唱歌的这个时刻到来的时候，我哭了。
I didn't understand what it really looked like to be a lost sheep and separated from God.
我以前呢都不知道什么作为一个丢失的羔羊，一个不接受神的人是怎样的一种情况，直到这一刻。
These people were crying out to gods who don't love them.
这些人呢，向一个假神。这个假神呢并不爱他，但是这些人却向这个假神哭泣。
They were singing praise to gods with painted smiles that didn't care.
这些人呢，向那种脸上画着假笑的假神，哭泣请求。
They were crying out to the wrong kingdom.
他们是在呼唤一个假的天国。
This broke God's heart.
这个呢是最伤神的心的事情。
Worship is so precious and a gift that we have.
崇拜礼拜是我们所能得到的最珍贵的东西。
To be able to use our voices to thank God, the true God.
所以呢，但是呢，这个这些。假神呢，却用这种最好的东西，这种最珍贵的东西来反对我们的真神。
The closest glimpse I ever got of heaven was in Chi Alpha when they were falling to their knees praising God.
我离神最近的时候，是在我在这个基督使者的聚会上，当那些年轻人他们跪下来，真诚的向真神祷告。
Now you see the glimpse of heaven that I saw, but now you're seeing the glimpse of what was happening in the enemy's kingdom.
所以呢，你见过看到一眼在天国最近的时候是什么样？现在呢，你看到这些人在印度教神庙里面这样拜假神，你又看见了一个这种在假的天国里面的情况。所以呢，我感到很心痛，我的心都破碎。
The Father in heaven is not distant at all.
在这一刻呢，我觉得我们的天父不再离我们遥远。
He lives on a perfect throne in heaven, in a perfect heaven.
他在一个完美的天国的完美的宝座上坐着。
Yet even though in all that perfectness, he still wanted one more thing.
即使是拥有了这个天上最完美的一切，但他还想要更多的一件事。
He wanted every single one of his children. He wanted you.
他呢想要得着他的每一个孩子，他希望得着每一个我。
So he left that throne in heaven and came down as a humble baby and grew up in flesh.
所以呢，为了得着我，所以他从那种完美的天堂降到世间上来，成为肉身。
He was tortured, laughed at, and had and was and a crown of thorns was put on his head to mock him.
他被鞭他受鞭伤，戴金冠，所有做的这一切，痛苦痛都是为了得着我。
He died and rose just so he could have you.
他死了，并被举起了。这一切的意义都在于，他还想要我。
Christ loves you, and he saw you as an irreplaceable treasure worth more than gold or jewels.
在神的眼中，我们是最珍贵的，是不可被替代的。我们比黄金、比宝石更珍贵。
One of the two last things I want to say was about a woman. She was the woman leader of the temple.
我想最后说两件事情，就是说有一个妇女在这个旅途中我们遇见的是这个是那个印度教神庙的妇女的领导。
She said something very interesting about the end times.
他说了一些关于时间终结的很有趣的事。
She said there will be a man riding on a white horse in blazing light, bringing the end of time.
他说有一个人呢，他会骑着一匹白马，然后呢，这个。在闪电中，会带来这个时间的终止，这个时代的终止。
That sounds very familiar to something I heard before.
这个听起来对我来说很熟悉。
Because in Revelation, that man is Jesus Christ.
在启示录里面，那个人就是主耶稣基督。
That man is bringing God's kingdom, died as the lamb and coming back as the lion.
那个人呢就会带来主的天国，他死的时候像羔羊一样死去，但是他复活回来的时候像狮子一样回来。
This Hindu woman said that they were trying to prevent the end times through good deeds.
他们这个印度教的这个妇女说呢，他们试图通过自己的好行为来阻止延缓这个时间终结、时代终结的道理。
Probably because they fear that end.
可能因为他们害怕这个时间的终结。
But we are very different from that because we have no fear.
但是我们不一样，因为我们没有惧怕。
In fact, we want Jesus to come riding on that horse, bringing God's kingdom.
因为我们呢是渴望主耶稣基督早一点来，把神国带回地上。
Because that means that we can finally be with our Father who loves us so much.
因为这个就意味着我们最终能够与爱我们的父能够。同行同在一起。
So there's no reason to fear that.
所以我们没有理由要害怕这个印度教的这个女的向我们描述的这个时间终结的这种景象。
What they see as the end, we see as our eternity with God.
对他们而言，那是他们的终结；但是对我们而言，是我们永生的所在。
stay awake with me, everyone.
Sorry?
Oh, I was just saying, everyone, stay awake. I'm almost there.
Okay.
So with God's love also comes an everlasting joy.
神的爱也会带来一种永久的快乐喜乐。
It's a joy that can never be taken away.
这种喜乐呢，是没有人能够从你身上夺去的。
When I look into the eyes of the people in this church, I see life and I see joy.
当我看着各位的眼睛的时候，我从里面看见了平安和喜乐。
Even though we walk through the toughest times, there's still that joy, that Christ joy that exists inside.
即使我们在最困难的时候，我在你们的眼中，我都能看见主耶稣基督的平安和喜乐。
This Hindu woman would, in society, this Hindu woman would be called successful.
在城市间，这个印度教的妇女可以被称为成功人士。
She is a doctor that runs her own clinic.
她有自己的诊所，是一个医生。
But in her eyes, each one of us saw something.
但是在他的眼中，我们都看见了一样东西。
We saw the exact reason why Christ went to the cross.
我们看见的东西呢，就正是主耶稣基督为之上十字架的原因。
To be blunt, I saw death in her eyes.
I'm sorry.
I saw death in her eyes.
哦，我在他的眼中看见的死亡。
And God's heart cried out because of these eyes.
当神看见这种死亡，看见他眼中的死亡的时候，神因此而哭泣。
Just another verse. It says, though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
彼得前书1章，8至9节，说那些你们还没见他的，你们爱他，但是即使你没有看见他，你们可以信仰他，并且呢充满了这种无法表述的和光荣的这种喜乐。如果你们接受这个你们信仰的最终结果的话，那就是你们灵魂的拯救。
Even though these people have statues right in front of them, they do not have everlasting joy.
即使这些人有这些偶像在他们的面前，他们没有持久的这种喜乐。
They do not have a relationship with God.
他们和神没有真实的关系。
They are headed towards
他们呢，正朝一条死亡之路，正朝一条死亡之路走去。
I want to remind everyone here that we're not in a battle of good versus evil.
我想提醒大家，我们不是在一个善与恶的征战中。
This is not a comic book or a movie.
这个不是一个漫画书或者是一个电影。
Good versus evil means that good and evil are equal to each other and fighting equally.
如果我们说是善恶之争，那就意味着善和恶他们有平等的地位，是两个平等的两方在互相争斗。
That is not the real case because only good is the winner.
这个不是实际上的情况，并不是这样的。 实际上的情况呢，是说善呢已经得胜。God
has always been the winner.
神是永远的胜利。And
2,000 years ago on that cross, he tore down any bit or wall or barrier between God and his people.
两千年前，在十字架上，这个主耶稣基督已经摧毁了隔绝我们人和神之间的所有的墙。
He is right here. He is when you wake up. He is when you go to work, and he is when you go to bed.
他在我们生活中的每一时、每一刻、每一处，无论我们去上班，在生活或者是躺下，都与我们同在。
I implore you to look for him.Like when you look for your phone or lost keys in your house.
建议你寻找神，就像你寻找你丢失的手机、丢失的钥匙一样。
Because he promises that he is always with you.
他神已经许诺，他永远与我们同在。
And there is nothing you can do that separates the two of you, and there is nothing that the enemy can do that separates the two of you.
没有任何事情可以隔绝我们与神的关系，没有任何强敌，没有任何仇敌可以隔绝我们与神的关系。
He will not leave us and he will not forsake us.
他不会抛弃我们，他不会离开我们。
He cares and loves us more than any living being in creation or any possession that we hold.
他爱我们胜过他所创造的其他任何的东西，也胜过我们手上所拥有的一切的财富。
And in case you really don't have to translate this because I'm about to wrap this out. In case you need proof of God saying it so many times, Isaiah 41:10 and 13, Hebrews 13:5, Matthew 28:20, 1 Peter 5:7, Proverbs 8:17, this is all God saying.I will be with you.
在圣经里面很多很多章节重复的神都一再的告诉我们，我与你们同在。
That's only listing a few. So thank you so much. And if you don't know Christ, I really urge you that that decision, it's something that can never be taken away from you, and it's the most beautiful and life-changing thing. And I tell you, I was not the same person 2 years ago. I love God so much.
如果你还没有信神，我最后和你分享一点，就是说，没有任何东西能够把你和神能够分开，他永远都与你同在。我和两年前的我已经大不一样，因为神始终与我同在。
Every person here is proof that he cares about the biggest and smallest things in your life.
在座的每一位，你们都是一个见证。神在乎我们生命中的每一件事，无论是最大的还是最小的。
Thank you.
谢谢。